Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Joel, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
I appreciate it. I want to apologize on behalf of Kellen Moore, who tried his ass off to get on this show and answer Bobby's questions. Unfortunately, I had to. And so that's not where we want to be. You are back with this football team with the Saints 2015 to 2023, with the Giants in 2024. You come back this year. And I mean, if I'd have told you in training camp, hey, you know, week 13, you're going to go with Audric Estime, Evan Hall, and Devin Neal, you just said, what? You know, that's the league that it is. But, and so with Alvin being out, and you've looked at it, you look at that Devin Neal second half, plus five, plus four, plus two, plus six, plus four. Doesn't look like much, but those are hugely impactful runs. You just got to figure out a way. And I know if you guys had the damn answer, you'd do it, which is why the running game isn't as effective in the first half as it can be in the second half.
Yeah. No, it like you said there earlier, start of the season, that's a depth chart I had not envisioned. But this is the NFL, and you got to prepare a next man up mentality. And these young players have done a great job of stepping up, protecting the quarterback. And, you know, obviously, you know, the run game isn't where we want it to be right now. You know, that's what we're meeting on tonight and get some answers and hopefully get some solutions to our players. But like you said, the start of the second half, to have some attitude runs, some downhill runs, and, you know, the ability to finish off and move the ball down the field, that's gonna help any offense out there. And I'm really, really proud of the way he's responded, kind of getting thrown in that starter role. He doesn't act like a rookie. He's been very mature, and this thing's not too big for him.
And, you know, Joe, speaking of attitude and attitude runs, you know, I think it was a positive. We were 2 for 2, 100% in the red zone. We haven't been too good, obviously, in that category. Like when you look at it, I think we were worse in the NFL. It was like 35%, I want to say, conversion. But now I'm looking at, because I wanted to talk to you about this. Then you look at the Atlanta game. When you're inside the 5-yard line or the half yard line, so what if they knowing you're going to run the ball? The offensive line, you got to win. You should be able to score. It doesn't matter if they know you're running. You don't have to trick them. Now and then you might trick them. But you got to be able to will yourself in the end zone when you're in those goal-to-goal situations. I mean, I don't care if it's the NFL, that you should be able to do that. That you have the challenge offensive line, and we got to get that done. So what if they know we're running? We got to be able to run the ball and score.
Yeah, it's – I totally understand what you're saying, and it's all 11 of us being on the same page. And it's easy to point out a position or a player, and you get one off, and you know how it is down there. Those plays happen quickly, and if the runner makes the wrong read, or we're off with the technique at a certain spot, or the mesh is off, then it can blow the whole thing up. But you know, you got to be able to have that attitude and that mentality, no matter where you're at in the field. If you need a yard, to go ahead and get it. And obviously, I feel the frustration that you have, and we're all frustrated right now. And like I said, we're we're trying to find the solutions to make this thing and go in the correct direction and not let the destructive negativity affect our mindset as we go.
So, Coach, as you talked about, you win and lose as a team, and the question is about the two-point conversion the second time, because it was a penalty. So instead of it being at the two, it's at the seven. And you're also the assistant head coach. We can talk about that in a sec. But I'm just – how much did it change the play? Well, you're the – you know, or the thought process of what you wanted to do from the two to the seven.
Well, obviously you got a little further to go on that thing. And you know, the call changed a little bit. But Minkah Fitzpatrick made a hell of a play. Like you can't discredit, you know, the way he undercut that ball and like he did. He made a great play right there. I can't go against that. But, you know, obviously when you move the ball back, like anywhere in that red zone, you know, it changes kind of the you know, some of your plays that you have in hand.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, Coach Thomas, looking at, obviously you were probably there when you're working them out and then you talk with the scouts. What attracted you or the team, because it's not household names, and you have a number of those players in the NFL, like Estime, a two-year veteran out of Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. I was looking at a big back, 5'11", yep. About 230. Then you look at Hull. You know, he's about 210, the two-year guy at Northwestern. So what attracted you to them? Because we all know about Devin Neal. He was drafted in the sixth round, what he did at camp. Yep. What can you tell the fans about Estime and Hull, since Kamara and what he's dealing with, that you want by committee, and it's not just going to be Devin Neal, but I'm looking at Hull, and when you look at having opportunities to run, and then you look maybe Estime in the future, that you're going to have rushing attempts. What can you tell the fans about them?
Well, you know, from a standpoint of evaluation, fortunately, I've gone through the whole draft process with these guys and got to know them. Audric, obviously, when I was at the Giants, he came up on a visit. He's from up in that area. Got to know him. So there's familiarity that you build with these prospects before the draft. They go to their original teams. Then, you know, obviously you get a board that's out there that you're constantly looking at as your roster's, you know, it's changing weekly, you know, dictated on injuries and things that happen. And obviously you're trying to make the strongest one. And so we always had these names whenever they pop up, like, yeah, I remember this player, you know, they're solid. I'll tell you this, these two kids, I say kids because they're young now compared to me, they work their butts off, and I'd say the whole room does. And ever since they've walked in the building, they've brought a little juice to the practice in regards to, like, the service team helping out the defense. That was a big point of contention, like, when we're playing these teams that have solid runners or established runners, I should say. And, you know, like Evan, you know, he dealt with an injury. And so he, you know, there's not a lot of tape, especially game action, you know, in the regular season on him. And then Audric, obviously, there's a familiarity with his not familiarity, but his staff up there he had in Denver. And, you know, we all talk, you know, at one point or another about players and where they're at. And I'm glad they're both here. Yeah, they've been great additions to the room.
Now, Coach Thomas, looking at, obviously, did you challenge him before the game? You probably did. That being Devin Neal. No, it's time to step up. Alvin Kamara's not available. So you have to be the leader in that running back room, even though I know you are a rookie, because you're going to get the touches. Mm-hmm. Looking at like 14 rushing attempts, three targets in the passing game. He had a long run of 8 yards. He caught a ball for 10 yards. So what did a challenge, especially I know in that third quarter he came out, you know, when you're trying to set the tone because we couldn't do anything in the first half. And then you look at it, all of a sudden I'm seeing runs plus five, plus four, plus six, plus four. Mm-hmm. Did you challenge him at halftime or look, hey, man, we got to step it up? Or just talk about that process because Devin Neal, I don't know the extent of Alvin Kamara's injury and his ankle and his knee. But Devin Neal, did you tell him, hey, you got to be the man?
Well, that's a weekly or daily experience when you're a coach. Like you're always challenging the player. And I go back to, like, you know, Devin really didn't play a lot in the preseason. He showed, you know, the pass protection availability. That's why, you know, he got on the roster, you know, him, Kendre, and Alvin. Then there was a lull there where he was kind of, you know, he was inactive. And that was really the challenging part. For him, because it's really the first time he's sat, and every player, you know, there's the you know, the idea of who they are as a player, and then it's us as coaches, we have to make sure they understand who they are, and then what the fit is for our offense to go ahead and have success. So I'll tell you this, he's been mature and he's been working, and I'm still up his butt about a million things at practice. And if I'm not, then I'm not doing my job. And I'd say, like, at halftime, he didn't need a speech. It was like, hey, we got to get going here. And nothing, you know, no rah-rah, you know, punch him in the shoulder pads, anything like that. It was, he's very mature, and he understands the assignment. And, you know, one of the better runs was a little check down he caught for 10 yards, but it was like a perfect split two. He almost came out the backside of it, and that would have been interesting had he done that. But that's the next step. We got to come out of that backside of it and expect to break a tackle, break, you know, split two guys and get more rack.
One final question on my end, Coach Thomas. We're talking with Joel Thomas, Saints running backs coach, and that is, they're all young. Devin's a rookie, but Audric and Evan are young, haven't played a ton, and you know who I sit next to in the booth, and I, you know, he's gospel to me.
Yep.
And when he sees these young guys, and the speed of the game is a little different, it's always about low pads for them, and sometimes it's about, you can't wait for this beautiful hole or crease to happen. Sometimes you got to stick your foot in the ground and you got to hit it. And I got to imagine, as a coach, and you've been a coach a long time, that is that progress that you got to make it in the NFL, that you got to trust and you got to hit it. You can't wait. If you wait in the NFL, it's over.
You're not going to be a running back that long if you're going to sit there and dance and wait around. You know, there was a couple runs that we got. Like, I think there's a gain of five or a gain of six. And, you know, today I'm like, hey, we need more there. You got to be able to step through, you know, the weak side shoulder, pads low, all right, and run out of that tackle or carry him for another 3 to 4 yards. You know, that's the process. You know, we watch the tape, and when it's good, we praise the good. And when it's ugly, we got to make sure we watch it and grow from the experiences that we all see on tape. And not everybody is out there playing. So one side note there, you talked about Deuce. Like, yeah, it was great. I saw Deuce yesterday. I saw Mark Ingram, like two of my favorite Saints of all time. So pretty cool deal.
No, well done. Well done. We appreciate your time. I've never been happier to hear your voice than I heard it tonight when you were on the other end of that line. Best of luck. Hey, you know what? No playoffs this year. Let's go ruin some parades. Let's go ruin some time.
I'm all about that.
Let's go ruin Tampa and Carolina. Let's just go beat them all, man. To heck with it. And yep. I appreciate it. Thanks very much. That's Saints running backs coach Joel Thomas.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash.
Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.